o'clock hour of Wildy and Tout
begins now. I'm gonna figure out my camera situation here. I don't like it.
You're in a goofy mood today. I don't even know why. You're kind of squirrely.
Oh, squirrely is a good word. It's a good word. Headed over to Lambeau Field after the show, both today and tomorrow. Today we have the offensive coaches. Tomorrow we've got the defensive coaches. So I'm looking forward to that, certainly. I'm also looking forward to hearing from somebody complain about an aspect of the schedule who isn't Jesse Nelson. It's Brian Belaga, who apparently took issue with the Packers playing a Saturday game in Chicago.
So away on a Saturday. See, it's like why? It makes no sense. It's week 16. You know that this division is going to be tight. Every day of prep matters in this division. So now you're forcing a team a short week to travel in a division race that matters. And let me guess, like Green Bay will obviously have a Thursday game. They'll probably have another like special game, which is like a holiday game that doesn't fall on a Sunday. They'll have a Monday game. It just bothers me I look at it only from a player standpoint and the prep standpoint and having to speed up your clock now a day. It throws off everything in the schedule. So it's like, there's no need for it in a division that is going to be extremely competitive. I don't know.
He closes with that. I don't know.
It's as angry as I've ever heard him.
I want to understand something here. So the Packers are playing the Bears on a Saturday, early January?
No, December 20th.
December 20th. The week before Christmas.
So, and then
Christmas.
You think that they might play on a Thursday, right?
Theoretically, Christmas
everybody
Day.
Plays a Thursday game. It might not be that Christmas
well,
Day.
Well, we're playing the Commanders week two, it sounds like. So,
according to NFL
allegedly.
Nerd.
Allegedly.
Nerding on NFL.
Old Nerdsky.
I want to make sure we
Hutch.
Cite that correctly. Yeah.
So, Brian, this isn't Brian Belaga 2010, like wide-eyed and just, you know, chasing squirrels and just, this is a veteran. Now he's done media for a while.
Brian Belaga was chasing squirrels at practice?
He's a young guy, just happy. You know, he was like a lab, just running around. He was happy. He was just, energy all over the place. This is a seasoned old vet. Brian, it's money. The NFL cares about making money. We know this. One day, no, nobody cares. Now, when you started moving to Wednesday games last year, that's when you get 6 days. If they play on a Sunday and then come back and play on a Saturday, or if it's a Monday to Saturday, at that point in the year, you're not doing much at practice anyways. I get what you're saying, but we've been around this block long enough, man. We ain't the new kids on the block. I can't remember their singer. Who was the singer of New Kids on the Block? They had a bunch of hits. It is just, this is the reality of today's NFL maximizing dollars. I don't have a iota of a problem with the G&G playing a big boy game on a Saturday over that holiday. I am all on board with it because we all want better retirement benefits. We all want more money in the game. This is how you do it. This isn't some player safety be damned. I've already said I don't want any player safety advocates. Once you decided to go 17, I'm done listening to that argument because I know we don't care, and you showed me that that's not your top priority. So don't tell me that. Don't tell me it's showering when you're urinating down my leg. Does that make sense?
Don't tell me that it's showering when you're urinating down my leg.
Feel like that expression is commonly known differently than
don't
that.
Don't tell me it's...
Yeah, I can't swear. Unlike Jason, I'm not going to just swear on FCC radio. If this was Digi only, I'd swear, but it's not what it is. So I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Don't flip me off. Hey, I don't need you flipping me off on air. You want me to go, you need to start playing Pink Pony Club so I calm back down? Because you flipped me off. That's what happens.
I thought about
you know
it.
That.
We need to play trivia.
Which part?
Jesse, today's Wednesday.
Well, Jason, am I wrong? Am I wrong to say that Brian should know better?
Yes, he should know better. I agree with you. It's money. But here's the question that it begs. A lot of times in the last several years, the Packers have gone NFC North, NFC North to end the season back-to-back against division opponents. This is week 16.
Well, the Vikings 16. Game's going to be the end of the year. Going to be Vikings.
So this is week 16 against the Bears. Does that mean they could potentially go Bears, Lions, Vikings to end the regular season?
Oh, my.
Tausch is going to take a break here because it's time for trivia.
Oh,
get ready to tell us. Get ready to tell us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jesse, it is Wednesday. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. What caller would you like for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia?
A 17-game regular season. Let's do caller 17.
No. Crank it up. Hey guys, this isn't some ordinary package. This is the Vortex Rangefinder swag bag package. We need to go big.
All right, you pick then.
65. Caller 65.
We're not going to be able to do it in time for the next segment.
Can. No, we can.
There's no way.
We will. Yep, there will. We will, and we can, and we should.
Caller 17. Caller 17 for Will D. and Tausch Trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 17 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about whether or not he stays on 17 or hits when he's playing blackjack at Hard Rock Casino Rock.
What? At what? I missed it.
I just said hotel. They don't have that.
If I had 6 and a 5, I'm doubling. I am going to double all day. And if I'm playing 22, I get a free double.
That's what I've heard.
And that's the beauty at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Features over 175,000 square feet of gaming entertainment space, 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue. I think, who's coming there? Corey Hart is coming. Is that Corey Hart? Chris Rock. Kevin Hart is coming on down to the entertainment venue. 23,000 square feet, premium concert and event space. Features more than 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. Head on down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, right about an hour from Madison. Could not be an easier trip. Right down I-90. It's off to the left side. You'll see that beautiful big purple and gold guitar in Rockford, Illinois. Hard Rock Casino, Rockford.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
My day's turning around already. I'll explain why after I tell you that it's time for trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
The Vortex Golf Rangefinder and Swag Bag up for grabs at the end of the week. The more questions you get correct, the more chances you'll have in the cheese fry helmet of victory when we pull our winner on Friday, and maybe our winner. I feel like we had a run here of lots of first-time contestants, and now it's been a while.
Yeah, some of the regulars came back once the Vortex prize pack came into play. They because
they knew they
retirement.
Were never getting their ESPN Wisconsin prize pack.
Well, they got Justin their prize pack. It's like, I don't need another one of those. Oh, what's this rangefinder?
Well, we've got ourselves a first-time contestant.
Is it Dave from YouTube? The guy that hates trivia?
That's Mike.
Michael. Yeah,
Mike.
Michael.
Okay.
No, Mikey.
It is not.
Hey, Mikey. No, it is Brennan in Bayview. Brennan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good. Looking to fill that cheese helmet with some entries.
Yeah, well, let's do it, baby. Go. Here we go. If you're watching on YouTube, Tausch may or may not. Oh, does this mean that that's because the stakes are higher? That the days of Tausch possibly helping the cause are over?
No, we shouldn't.
If you're on YouTube, I'm helping.
Okay.
Here we go, Brennan. Question one, with or without Tausch. Which of these Wisconsin cities has a name that means clear water in French? Is it Eau Claire, Eau Gal, or Oh My Gosh?
I'm going to say A, Eau Claire.
You're on the board, one for one.
There we
Didn't
go.
Need Tausch's help for that. Question two.
Did we say Up North Joe was the one who wrote these? I don't know.
You did not.
Yeah,
no,
these
no,
are
that's usually our purview.
Up North Joe
we
came back.
We kind of thought that was what
Yep, been about a month since he's contributed. So Up
how's
North
the,
Joe
how's
wrote
the baby?
These, huh?
Oh, you got to come and see the baby.
We do. We keep waiting for an invite. Haven't gotten it yet to head down and go
Maybe
see
the digger
You're not
LHL
even
LHL
on
baby.
His tier to my friends. Yeah, you're not getting
true.
An invite.
All right, Brennan, let's get it here. Question two is this. Which of the following Wisconsin lakes name in French is French for Hill of the Dead? Which of the following Wisconsin lake names is French for Hill of the Dead? Is it Lake Beaudemore? Or as Paula likes to say, Lake Buddy Des Morts? Is it Lac Vieux or is it Lake Beulah?
Ooh, let's go with C.
Lake Beulah. Lake Beaudemore. Buddy Des Mortis tried to help you there a little bit, even though Tausch wasn't helping you on the YouTube, because Morts, M-O-R-T-S, mortuary, mortality. It's all right. Let's bounce back. Question three. Question three is this.
Have you caught the theme yet of the trivia from Joe here today?
Yeah, where these names came from.
Mort Anderson.
They're all French.
Chris
Oui, Mortensen. Oui, monsieur. Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Just naming Morts?
Indeed. It's the Mort Report with Tausch. Question three, Brennan, is this. Which of the following Wisconsin cities is named for the French word for root due to its proximity to the Root River? Is it Trempealeau, Fond du Lac, or Racine?
Let's just say... Tausch?
Jason?
Oh, I see what you're asking me. I do. I can't help you.
I can't
help
you. All
right, I got you.
Your choices. Let me give you your choices again. Trempealeau, Fond du Lac, or Racine?
Let's ask Brian Bulaga.
Can I phone a friend?
Let's go Not with A.
Oh, no.
I gave him the answer. I gave Brennan the answer and he wasn't listening. I said,
I missed that. I'm sorry.
I said, I see what you're asking me, but I can't help you. I see.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's sneaky.
Well, I, as someone who's a little concerned about the legality of that,
yeah.
Brennan, no offense, but I'm kind of glad it didn't
work. Probably for the better that he still got it wrong.
Yeah, no yeah.
But I didn't give him the answer. You see what I'm doing?
I see what you did there.
You see what I'm doing?
So yeah. I see what you did there, yeah.
I was going to do a jingle. Had I given him a jingle and said Danish Kringle?
That would
it's
have been,
French for the word for roots.
Yeah, yeah. Would have been a little more on the nose with that one.
Did you root for the root river?
That's not even a clue.
Wouldn't have helped you at all, actually. Brennan, the good news is you did get one right, so you've got two of the possible four entries in the drawing, and all it takes is one. So you've got a shot. So good luck to you, buddy, and thanks for being a first-time contestant. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day. Awesome listening to you every day.
Brennan's the best.
That was really nice.
Brennan's the best. I have an idea for Vortex, too. Golf.
Oh, I bet you do.
I'm sure they'd love nothing more than for you to give them an idea.
Right, well, what if we do whomever we do this, and I don't know how many weeks we're going to give away rangefinders. I don't know all the details of this, but...
They win two rangefinders if they break 200 at TPC Wisconsin.
No. Everybody that registers and wins, we bring them out to a golf course, and we kind of YouTube from 150, and they get even a bigger Vortex prize, like a champions. Like, you know how Jeopardy does their Tournament of Champions? Mm-hmm. We do the Vortex Championship in the fall, where they go and they have to use their rangefinder from 168 yards. Whoever puts it closest to the pin wins some sweet Vortex swag, maybe a pair of binos.
It's a 10-foot putt. I don't need to use it. No, use it.
Just an idea.
Do you think it's a
Vortex
good
idea? Vortex Trivia Championship.
I mean, if it gets me out on a golf course for a day, sure, I'm in. Yeah.
Jason's the opposite. He's doing everything in his power to avoid golf courses.
Except for the AmFam Championship, because I'm going to be there.
I say golf course, and he runs upstairs. He doesn't want any part of that 200.
No, I got to get clubs. I got to start playing. It's Dame time on Season 4 of Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher Sport.
Hey, when you do that, hey, have a little enthusiasm. Hit that watch when you say, it's Dame time. Let's go. Get a little juice. I'm done.
$54 million and most likely out for the entire season next year. Be sure to tune in to Dame
trading.
Time presented by Gallagher.
For Zion.
Explore Bucks superstar Damian Lillard and his unlikely journey from a two-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. The series, narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks and subsequent trade to the Pelicans and experience with the team. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks! Presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Steve the Homer True joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
You know what that music means? The GOAT of Wisconsin Sports Talk Radio. You hear him every weekday on the Homer Hour, the world's shortest radio show. The best 60 minutes of your day, allegedly. You also hear him as the voice of Marquette men's basketball for 35 years. And you can catch him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. I assume Pope Bob will be joining them at some juncture, being a Chicago guy. You can find that on YouTube. It is Steve
that'd
the Homer
Tree. That'd be a great gift.
It would
for
be
Homer.
A great
they
gift.
Got the Pope.
Yeah. Can't get you, but they might get the Pope. Homer, good morning.
Will not get the Pope. However, the highest potential is the Archbishop of New York City. And so I think that would be, we'd have a chance.
Why? You know the Archbishop of New York City?
He was in Milwaukee for a bit, right?
Archbishop Dolan, yes. Before he left Milwaukee, he was famous. He's a great baseball fan of the Cardinals, I believe. He used to sign baseballs for me, and then I would auction them off at any event where they loved the bishop. And so the most it ever went for, I think, well, it's really, that's not reflective of him. That's reflective of the crowd. And then when he moved to New York, he said that he would continue to sign baseballs, but I felt bad because you can't really promote signing by the bishop. It's no longer your bishop. You're kind of making fun of the current bishop, so I didn't have him sign anything. The last thing I ever gave to Hank Raymond soon before he passed away was an autographed baseball signed by Archbishop Dolan, and I can say he cried.
He cried?
So cool. He cried, yes. Yep.
Very well, Jason devout Jason will make Catholic fun of him then.
What?
What is that?
Well, Jason will make fun of him
actually,
then.
Actually,
he's making fun of me before for crying.
I want to get to that because you do not get on Jason for asking you that. Generally, yes. Now,
asking
you guys
me
don't
what?
Know, but I am the about whether you would cry at your speech. First of all, I am the national.
No, I did. No, he was making fun of me, Homer, about doing it.
No,
that was what happened.
No, I wasn't making
Jesse?
Fun.
Jesse,
you did. Wasn't the
Jesse?
Question, like, would you cry? Would you cry like you did at the
press conference?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, I would like credit for that. We inoculated you. You did not want to cry in your speech
you
up at the podium.
Forget
you're
that.
A beauty.
We've moved on from that. We're talking about his current
All right,
speech,
let's move on.
And I am here to help
let's
out
move on.
Because I am the national okay. expert on how to speak. You two would not know this.
Okay.
I gave my first speech at the age of 8 before our Sunday dinner. In our family, you had to give a speech on Sunday dinner before you could eat. Not all of us, but periodically.
Right. So your dad didn't come to any of your sporting events, but you had to give speeches at Sunday dinner?
Yes. Now, I don't know the specifics, but it occurred for many years until I became 8. I gave 2 speeches, and then somehow it ended because I think I may have disputed the point of it, because the first thing he taught us about a speech was, rule 1, it can never be too short. So I'm trying to help Taos with his speech. Be too short.
Okay.
Rule 2, the speech is not about you. The speech is about who you're speaking to. You must find a way to recognize someone in your audience. You choose who it is. Now, the problem
kind of like that.
Those were pretty much it. And the problem was that hearing that these speeches were supposed to be short, the two times I did it, mine was very, very short. And I don't know if my dad thought I was being whatever, but he stopped it, and we didn't have to do it anymore. Then we had to do a resume.
You ended the program because of you?
Yeah. After two?
I don't think so. I don't remember it well.
I think so.
I have to ask my brothers and sisters, but yes, I have a brother who's, 6 years older, and they had been doing it for a while. I think there were maybe 2. I don't know. I'll have to ask my older brother if I'm taking too much credit
blame.
So incredibly stupid. But anyway, then we had to do a resume. I did my first resume at 10. The key in a resume is the top. You have to tell what you want to be. My first resume said, I want to be a Major League Baseball player. And then you had to put work experience, mow the lawn. Yeah, that 10. Then you had to have 3 references, neighbors. So anyway, back to the speaking part. All right. Now, about crying, my dad never said this, but Taos will not cry. I mean, first of all, there's no reason to have a speaker at an 8th grade graduation because it's accomplishing absolutely nothing. This is the worst participation trophy ever. Now, if you're doing it for the kids because they're
going to... Can I start with that? Do you mind if I start with that? I just want to...
No, I don't think my dad would have approved of
okay.
that. I might.
Oh, I would just. I would cite you if you gave me the okay.
If you call someone out in the audience, then it's okay.
No, again, it's because it's not about me. It's about them. If these kids are going to a new school, going to high school, recognizing that, there can be a number of things that you could say to help them if they're going to a new school. But
yeah, that's it. That's what's happening. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then that's great. So you're doing that. If I was asked to speak at an eighth grade graduation, I would not do it. But I'm not you.
So if your kid, after a very rigorous vetting process, told you that the class voted to vote you as the speaker, you would tell your kid to kick rocks? You're not going to do it?
Without a doubt.
Who are the other finalists?
You know what? I'm sure your grandkids right now in 7 or 8 years would say, "Oh, Grandpa Homer, I really want you to speak at my eighth grade. It would mean the world to me." You would tell him to kick rocks.
It's quite a voice.
Yes.
No, you would not.
I'm not doing it.
You would not.
Fine. Okay, here's the other thing. Listen to this. My father spoke to my high school 2 years before I went there. My older sister was a freshman. She was so embarrassed that she went to him and said, "You know, please don't." And they asked him in the future, and he didn't do it. That doesn't really make my point of my opinion. But
no, it didn't really do anything at all for your argument, actually.
No, but I wanted to tell you.
Jason, are you buying if Homer's grandkid asked Homer to speak at the eighth grade graduation, he'd tell him to kick rocks?
Yep. Nope. Not for a second. Don't believe him.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Okay. Yep. All right.
You're telling me,
Homer, what do you make of? I appreciate your input on this. I
don't
big
think
thing
you do.
I need to make sure I.
I don't think you do.
No, I appreciate his input. I'm not going to use it. I'm going to go speak.
That's fine.
I'm going to keep
it
short.
You're not
going
to cry. Now there would be a situation if child, not yours, had gone through a tough physical thing, or there would need to be a special exception, which would make an eighth grade graduation special. Otherwise, it's impossible to explain how insignificant it is, other than, as you've stated, moving to a different school.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, again, I'll leave that part out
you
of...
You all not want to say anything? Do you think and graduate from eighth grade is of any significance whatsoever? There's any accomplishment...
It is of slight significance. It is of slight significance.
Oh. All right, fine. All right. Jason, slight. What would it be equal to? Waking up?
No, it's more than waking.
No, I think there's a big transition occurring from eighth grade to going to the high school. So I vehemently disagree with you on that position. What I don't understand is the kindergarten graduations or the preschool graduations.
That's a pretty big
moving
transition
to a different
too.
School. If you're moving to a different school,
I'll
buy the moving to a different school. You just don't need a speaker for that, but.
I'm trying to think, why are we not doing eighth grade graduation parties? I think we should start thinking about that.
Oh, stop it.
Parties are great.
Yes.
Yes, eighth grade parties. Yeah. I had one. My parents let me have
one.
Eighth
grade graduation party.
Did you? Wait, your parents? Yeah. Wait a minute. Your parents allowed you to have an eighth grade graduation party, and now you are anti-eighth grade graduation celebration of all kinds.
No, I never said I was. I was against the speaker. Nothing against the... The event? No.
You just said eighth grade graduation is the equivalent of waking up.
Yeah, right. You're kind of backtracking here.
What do you need? What rules are there to have a party? You can have a damn party whenever you want.
That's fair.
What is it?
And you can cry if you want to at that party.
What?
You can cry if you want to at that party too.
Yes, a kid could.
It's a song.
Again, if there's something
Jesse should have that song queued up and be playing while we're talking, but that I'm not expecting.
There's no damn way you're going to cry. Come on. What do we? Come on, Tausch.
I didn't say I never said I was going to cry. I never once mentioned that.
You were going to cry like you did, and you went back
to
the last time. What?
Speaking of crying. What did you make of the wide receivers commentary?
By the way,
on
I was
the drafting of Matthew Golden and Savion Williams.
Savion,
I don't make a whole. I don't make a whole lot of it. I will defer to you on totally this because you lived it. You know what's really going on with the players and whether anything is of significance.
Yeah, right there, big fella.
Hope you feel better after that.
What?
What was that?
Is that a cough?
I don't know.
Sneeze?
Slip a disc?
I have a sinus infection that I've had for like
2 weeks.
Yeah,
I do too. I'm feeling congested.
I didn't go get an antibiotic. Now I have an antibiotic. Mm. I got it from the doc yesterday, and it's almost already gone.
Oh my God, imagine that. It's funny how that works.
I'd never had a sinus infection. I didn't know it was anything I could solve. I thought it would just go away. Well, sorry. Yeah, I messed up.
Not a doctor.
I'm not playing. I need a speaker. I need a speaker now at my next sinus. On my show.
That was lame. Solve
that. I know, it was totally lame.
Good.
If that's the kind of speaker I don't want you in my 8th grade graduation.
I mean, anybody who has Drew Rosenhaus as an agent, you have to assume anything's possible. But I don't it's all about can you produce? Who's going to make the plays? Who's going to do that? That hasn't changed at all. This is a nice chit-chat, but it has nothing to do with they clearly wanted better or they wouldn't have drafted these people. And everybody who's a player in the league, I guess, lives with it. I'll defer to Taus, who like to talk about it.
You do.
Anytime they draft somebody at your position, you're aware of it because it means they might want to replace you. But you play every day knowing they want to replace you. Unless you're so
here's, and I would like you both to respond to this and maybe argue with each other as a bonus.
Now, I'm not going to argue with this. This is his.
I'm not arguing with Homer either. I'm on board. I'm on Team Homer today.
Okay. So
no one here.
I'm going to argue with Wildy. That's more fun.
Yeah.
You're going to interrupt him. That's for sure. By the way, was the topic?
If you argue a lot, will it make you cry?
Was the topic prank phone calls that you mentioned 2 weeks ago? Taush?
No.
Prank phone calls I've written down here on a sheet of paper that I just discovered. And you couldn't remember what it was. Is it possible that's what it was? Prank phone calls.
Yeah, I just said.
Are you talking to me?
It's not.
No, I'm talking to Taush. Well, why would I have written it down?
I don't know.
All right.
We were talking about the draft, and you said you did have a good prank call story, but we didn't have time for it.
And you said save it. And I wrote it down, and for the last week and a half, you've been saying, what was that topic I came up with? And I just realized I wrote it down. All right, here's my question. Jaden Reed cannot do anything about his situation. Like, he's not eligible for a contract extension until after the 25 season. He is not in a position after, despite leading the team in receiving yards and receptions last 2 years, to do a whole lot of belly aching or protesting or not showing up for work the way Romeo Doubs did last season. None of that is, I mean, I suppose he could do what Romeo Doubs did. He was in his third season when he did it. So what was accomplished by Drew Rosenhaus, who is his new agent? He has changed agents to Drew Rosenhaus. Leaking this.
That's a bad sign, by the way. But
yeah, leaking this to Adam Schefter and getting it out there, because I've seen people arguing, well, this is just an agent who wants to show his new client and show other prospective clients.
1,000% correct. That
he's working for you.
I think David Bakhtiari in Jesse Nelson's voice yesterday said that.
So here's the question I have, though, because, and look, you've had an agent. The only times where I've had contractual situations.
I actually had an agent. He quit on me.
Now, there's a story I'd like to hear.
He wanted you to fire the agent.
He fired you.
I give him credit. No, I owe everything. I can't tell you what he said one time to people. That even I know the greatest agent ever. He said, I can't get you any more money. The rules have changed. You're wasting money to pay me for anything. I can't do anything. And so he quit.
Well, that was nice of him.
No, I'll make it short. Hearst Corporation had a rule in the contracts that you would sign like a 5-year contract, but they could fire you and you would get 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, that's very fair.
This is the corporate people. Patty Hearst, that family, worth gazillions. This is the rule. And he said to them, because he had written the contract, that he said, I'm sorry. They go, what do you mean you're sorry? He says, yes, we're talking about Homer. That's what he said to them. And I'm thinking, I'm Homer. These are network people, whatever. He got them to give me a contract that gave me a year, not 2 weeks, but I had to sign a sheet never to tell anyone because I was the only one. A new guy came in from corporate years later and wanted to fire me immediately. Didn't mean, and they told him, sorry, he's got 10 months left. And he apparently had an F-bomb. And I was like, what do you mean? I work at corporate. That's not the rule. And they go, it was for Homer. Tell me you could have
that
a better.
Babe.
Wow.
That yeah. a babe.
And free hair pieces as well.
And
he did not pay for
and
that.
you got to be commencement speaker at your grandkids' eighth grade graduation.
So my question for both of you, now that we've covered that agent ground before we let you go, is that if David Bakhtiari's and others' theories that this is a new a high profile agent trying to show off how hard he's working on his new client's behalf, how does that help Jaden Reed? Because the reaction appears to be one
clarity.
Of two things.
I think it gives him clarity.
No, no,
clarity.
No.
It doesn't help him at all. It helps Rosenhaus. Now, if you ask Bakhtiari privately, you know what he would say? Jaden Reed should have talked to me before he changed agents. That's what he would say privately. And that's what Tauscher said privately. The problem is what Jaden Reed did. It serves no value to him whatsoever. This is about Drew Rosenhaus helping Drew Rosenhaus. This is how hard I work for my agent, my client, or whatever like that, to try to get somebody else. And Drew and Bakhtiari probably, or Tauscher, either one, need to have a private conversation with Jaden Reed and tell him he needs to change agents again immediately.
Yeah, I'm not, I'll be honest, I'm not willing to accept that argument. I find it hard to believe that someone who is as established as Drew Rosenhaus would do this because he needed the free advertising for other prospective clients. I think Jaden Reed.
I don't know the reason.
Yeah,
the
I think
Jaden did it, but it served no value for
right.
Reed.
I think Jaden Reed was really legitimately pissed. There were
yes.
some cryptic tweets. He told his guy, hey, talk to them. I want to know what my role is going to be around here. Otherwise, trade me or whatever it might be. And why he chose to share that with Adam Schefter, I don't know. But the bottom line is that. That's why you have Chewy saying, in talking in a baby voice, I'm not praying.
I'm not playing.
Because it would appear that the two reactions are either to deny that this matters at all, right, from part of the fan base. Oh, this is nothing. This doesn't matter. This is just manufactured drama. If Jaden Reed was pissed enough to have his new agent confront the Packers and ask what his role was going to be, and then it comes out publicly the way it did, I don't think that's a nothing burger. Because to me, from the outside looking in, now I'm questioning a guy that I would have never questioned before. Because
Ooh.
To me, Jaden Reed. Because
no,
to me,
to me,
the
Those
play, to me,
the slightest bit, well, go ahead.
To me, the play is, I'm really pissed about this, and I'm going to shove it up there, you know what.
Right, but that's not Jaden Reed. And anybody who's on that team knows what Jaden Reed is really like. They're not at all surprised. If you're surprised about this, you don't know Jaden Reed. Anybody who knows him is not the slightest bit surprised. And he's a high-maintenance wide receiver, which now everybody knows, which clearly was the case, though most of us didn't know it.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, is there any argument there? That's a given, correct?
Yeah, I don't know. I did not. I will say this. I did not think he would be the guy that would do this.
Right. Because if he had asked Tauscher or Bakhtiari and told them how he felt. Tausch, what would you have told Jaden Reed if he had told you how he felt privately, which he said publicly, as to how to handle it? What would you have told him?
So I said this yesterday, and Jesse put it on a very nice screenshot up. As my daughter always tells me, feel your feelings and then go to work. You don't have to you don't have to voice your feelings, but yes, no, I have no problem with him being irritated that they drafted
Wait a
these
minute.
Two guys, but
your daughter said that?
Well, she says, let me feel my feelings.
How
Does she? Is she the one who says, then go get to work?
Well,
or is
no,
that you?
I added that.
Okay.
I added that.
Oh, okay. All right.
She didn't tell Jaden Reed to go to work. She would if they asked her, because I tell her if like something goes in a gymnastics meet, she's disappointed. Instead of listening to me tell her about triple sow cows and everything else, she'll just say, let me feel my feelings. I'm on board. Wow. Let her feel it. Then.
I want her other top three statements next week when I'm on.
Ooh.
No more protein.
I will get you those. She's got a lot of. Wow. She's got a lot of good sayings.
Eighth grade graduations matter.
She should speak at eighth grade graduation. That's what should happen.
She might. Maybe I'll sub her in. It's not a bad idea.
Yes. Brilliant.
Yes.
I'll come to it if she speaks.
Steven, thanks for your input, buddy.
Bye.
That's why Jesse's the GOAT right there. That's why he's the GOAT-ski. And why he's fighting Mike the DJ for different summer wedding opportunities.
And celebrations entertainment. Once you
Jeffrey.
Get to the 8th grade party, you can have a Coors Light to celebrate.
Indeed, Coors Light brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged so it's made to chill. If you're giving a commencement speech and you crush it, don't give any Coors Light to the 8th graders, but have one yourself. Make sure that those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado. Boy, this sheet just keeps hanging on, but it's starting to
Me hanging on. Well, I don't think shaking it in front of the camera is going to improve its chances of hanging on. It's hanging on by a thread.
It's my show sheet. And I'll shake it if I want
to. It's not a show
sheet. I'll shake it.
It's a read sheet. It's a Coors Light.
You're a read sheet.
Good one. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is our crew.
You'll one. Daz, a liner into right center field. Down for a base hit. How about the legacy coming through?
Listen to every Brewers game this season on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
We've got the Brewers coming up again today, huh?
Oh, God.
So it's like...
That ain't been pretty.
It's like... No, they would like to score a run in Cleveland, let alone get a win.
Well, maybe we can just join the game late.
Well, yeah, no. Contractual obligations as they are. Madison's home of the Brewers is 100.5 ESPN, whether they're not scoring at all or whether they're scoring 20 runs in a game. So we have that in Madison coming up 11:30. Just after 11:30 is when the pregame show starts, and then 12:10 first pitch. It's like five Wednesdays in a row. They have a noon or like 12:10
getaway
start.
Day.
Yeah, a lot of early noon starts on a Wednesday for the next few weeks, so... we'll get used to having Josh DiMaggio in on the show for the final half hour of the program for the next few weeks.
And just having Whoa Joshy dumped right in his lap.
Might be a nice way for, maybe I should just take a full show off on a Wednesday. I do like
Jesse,
midweek days off, you know.
You're watching more Brewer games. I can't speak for Jason, I'm assuming, because he's so busy and he can't even finish.
Is that a positive comment or a negative comment, Tausch?
This is negative. This is negative.
Thanks for clarifying.
But it's positive. It's also positive because Jason is a family man. He's out with his kids do 100 sports. So it's a positive and a negative and a positive. Why are the Brewers struggling to the degree that they are?
We're going to start this conversation in the last segment of the 10 o'clock hour at 11:11.
With a hard out.
Wait, we're not in the 11 o'clock hour. Hold up a second. This isn't the start of the 11 o'clock hour?
No. Did I do a SportsCenter update?
Oh, God.
Does it, so, did you hear the song
take a
we
beat,
all play?
Have a meal and tell us about UW Credit Union and your membership with UWCU.
Oh, we're very excited. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, oh, T, why'd you join up with the UW Credit Union? I said, well, I like keeping my banking local. I love their member-first service, and I love great perks like early payday. But really, I love that card. It's a beautiful card. It reminds me of the University of Wisconsin. Get that beautiful face from Bucky. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Jesse explains why the Brewers are struggling to kick off the 11 o'clock hour next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.